Welcome. I'm Larry Olson. And what's on your mind? Once set, it delivers your life. To change the outcomes we want, we must change the plays we're running. Join us at Mindset Playbook with real people, real talk, for real insight.
This episode is brought to you by our new NeuroEdge program. Join us for this groundbreaking accelerator where you'll receive on-demand training and live coaching with Larry. Transform your mind, elevate your team, achieve extraordinary results. NeuroEdge.
Well, I want to welcome all of you to Mindset Playbook, where we examine the habits, the attitudes, the beliefs, and the expectations that drive our behavior, as well as the plays or strategies that we use to either hold us back or accelerate us forward. And speaking of changing your mind to do things differently, which is what we need to do if we want to get things to change in our life, our show today is about the power of women and how truly remarkable they are and how to unleash any mental mindsets that they may be holding them back from experiencing what's truly possible for them. And more often than not, many aren't even aware that there is so much more to life than what they're experiencing. And if they are, how to go about manifesting it in their life. As my guest today, the expert on how to break the shackles that hold women back from what's truly possible with them, she'd say, if you want things to be different, do things differently. Alicia Berberich is passionate about helping women unleash their potential to become who they are meant to become. She works with women to release the shackles that bind them to their old ways of thinking so they can achieve their goals using motivation, mindset, and manifestation skills to provide the resources her clients need to move forward with confidence and gusto. Welcome, Alicia, to Mindset Playbook.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Well, we're excited to have you. And gentlemen, tuning in, man, you're going to find some things out that I'd rather you be finding out for yourself. Let's just put it that way. It's going to be a delightful conversation, and I know you'll find value in it. And so what I'd like to do, I'd like to start out our discussion today by asking you what you think is the biggest thing that holds women back.
Well, I've worked with a lot of clients, and the biggest thing that holds them back and has held me back, and I see it in so many people, is the negative voice in our heads that just keeps playing these negative old scripts that we have and really shackles us, as the word that I keep using, it just binds us to our old ways of thinking and prevents us from really being the person that we're meant to be.
And when you talk about this negative thinking, you know, I know because of our amygdala, we're prone to lean and be cautious so that we can continue the species, if you will.
Right. The negativity bias.
Yeah. And the unfortunate thing, though, is we really lessen our own opinion of ourselves when we go through that. And where have you seen the opportunities to assist people in kind of breaking through, and do you help them develop an awareness of their negative thinking, or do you, you know, how do you go about first generating that awareness and then secondly assisting them in moving beyond that?
Yeah, because I'm right with you that the first pivotal part is to have the awareness that that's going on, to hear the voice in your head. Because that's exactly the problem. We have this voice that's playing in our head, these old recordings, these tapes from when we were growing up, and we're not even aware of it. And it's playing on a loop constantly. And just by becoming aware of it, then you can change it, because you can't change what you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. So what I've done with I'm thinking of one client in particular, and she just was always saying these negative voices with these negative statements about herself. And I had to stop her one time and said, let me just repeat back to you what you just said. Like, you would never talk to your daughter that way. You would never talk to me that way. And it hurts my heart to listen to you speak to yourself that way, because really it's cruel. And she was such a kind person that it just didn't fit her, but she had just had this voice going on in her head for so long and she wasn't even aware of it. So just by bringing it to someone's attention, like, did you hear what you just said? Like, how does that feel in your body? Because in my body, it really hurts to hear you talk about yourself that way.
Mm. You know, and then unfortunately, what a lot of people say is don't talk that way. You know, like that's going to cure anything.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly.
You're creating a different kind of awareness that actually, it doesn't create defensiveness. It actually opens people up to hear more. And I'm sure the first question that most people ask is, well, how do I do that?
You know, we live in, we're a mirroring people. So what you put out is what I receive, and then I can mirror that back to you. So just by mirroring it back so then they can see it, that really ignites the awareness. And the way I really work with my clients is to take the mirror and hold it up to say, look at, this is how I see you. You have so much to offer. You have so much capability, and really bring them up to their possibility so that they can step into this higher vision of themselves. Because when they're stuck in the mud and like in this horrible thing, they don't see any of the possibilities that are available to them. But by me holding this greater vision, it brings them up there too. So that's how I really work with my clients, to bring them up to a better level.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, in the work that I do, and I just got back from Mammoth and the mountains up in California. My wife and I had never been there before. I did a couples retreat.
Oh, nice.
And one of the things that I mentioned to them, and I call it a brain hack, which is simply the fact that 99% of people who attempt to change the wrong way. And those that are successful out of 500 people who are able to sustain their change for 1 year, because now you really know that you've now that voice you're hearing is an upgraded higher version of yourself, only 2 out of 500 are able to sustain a change that they go about making. That's less than 1%, Alicia.
Yeah. Wow.
And so this is why I want people to be listening to you, because what you're talking about is not only how to improve the percentages, but to be able to sustain the change. Because any of us can feel good for a while and we can go, oh, thank you for telling me I've been talking negative myself. I'm not going to do that anymore. But we know that's not enough.
Right.
And so what are some of the techniques, and you can share whatever you feel comfortable sharing, but what you do to make sure, because you talk about manifesting and, you know, that's owning, that's it's me now. It's not, I'm trying hard to be this way. What does that mean to you? And to help our audience better understand that manifestation and making.
Yeah, because the real trick, I mean, we're all manifesting all the time, but the thing is, it's at an unconscious level. And the trick is to bring it to the conscious level and realize you have so much potential. But by making your decisions and your moves, it's like goal setting. You set goals. It's like you're consciously trying to work on something. So figuring out what it is that you really want, or who you want to be as a person, and how do you want to present yourself every day? Like when I'm working on something, I envision like my kids watching me. Like, would I behave this way if my kids were here? Like, would I be having this ice cream? Would I be, you know, sloughing off on my exercise routine if my kids were here? No, I wouldn't, because I like to put my best self forward for them. So that's my one little secret. I don't really tell many people that, but I have that vision in my head of my kids watching me and showing up fully for them, because that's really the most important thing for me. But for manifesting, it's making the unconscious conscious so that you can move on it. And I have a process that's called the design, manifest by design. And that's, I have each letter is a step in the process. So the D part is to really be clear on what it is you want, because until you have that clarity, like, you know, someone says, oh yeah, well, I really want money. Well, you know, like you just found $5 on the street. Is that what you're talking about? Is that the money you want? Like you wanted money and then you got it. Like, you know, so you have to be really clear on what it is you want and really focus on that, and really harnessing the power of your energy and the energy component is so good. So what I have my clients work with is to think about that pivotal moment in their life where they just really felt like they were on top of their game and everything was working. Like I was doing a speaking engagement to 250 women and talking to them about networking and connecting. And I felt great. The energy of the room was great. Like everything was working together. And whenever every day, actually, before I get out of bed, I like go back to that moment in time and pull that energy visually in my head. I pull that energy in up through my feet into my body so that I'm harnessing that positivity, that euphoria that I felt in that moment. So that each day I'm starting out with this great feeling and that energizes me through the day. And then if something happens where like the pin that pops the balloon, I go back to that moment and pull that energy in again. And that is one of the best tools I have that I share with people that they can harness to bring about the things that they want to by really focusing on the positive energy and having that clear vision of what they want. I think those are two really important tools.
So,
and one of the other tools that I have, and everyone talks about this, about gratitude and how important gratitude is. And gratitude is so important, but I think we can use gratitude in a so much more effective way, because if we're being, you know, you talk about gratitude in the present tense. I'm so grateful for this great day or for my family or whatever it is. But what you have is your future vision of what you desire, taking that big vision and bringing it into the present. I'm so grateful that I have this thriving business and a client waiting list, and being grateful for the future you desire in the present. Then what happens is your body gets used to that as being normal, and then you are able to disconnect your comfort zone, because all of a sudden this thing that was scary, like what you're working towards, if it's in your comfort zone because you've visualized it every day, you've written gratitude statements about it, and then so then when you're dealing with that negative voice in your head, it's not going to pop up then because it's already acclimated to this vision that you have. And then that makes it possible. So I think that's another tool that I really work with my clients. We really work on developing that. That really helps them move forward.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
How would you like to wake up from the drudgeries and stresses of day-to-day life? If yes, Larry's ready to coach you, as he has thousands on the proven step-by-step strategies where you'll break through limiting beliefs, elevate your confidence, and inspire others. To find out how, go to LarryOlson.com. And now back to Larry and his guest.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, somebody just starting out, that decide, maybe they don't have any clients and they're telling themselves they're being grateful for all the clients they have and that they're able to make this much money a year, whatever it may be. Then they have what's called a sponsoring thought. And the sponsoring thought is the thought about what has been going on. And then that voice pops up. Yeah, but you don't. And you know, you've thought positive before and nothing has changed. And so you know, I tell my clients to get a kick out of it instead of getting kicked down by it. But how do you help them tackle that? Is it just keep going on the positive side and ultimately that voice begins to dissipate? Because we know that's going to occur.
Yeah, because you don't want to have toxic positivity.
Okay.
That's not going to help you. So I have that three-letter magic word that Carol Dweck taught us in mindset of yet. I don't have that yet, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to have it. And those clients are out there waiting for me, and the possibility is out there waiting for me. And I'm doing, you know, you also have to take the inspired action of moving in that direction. And when you're taking the inspired action, you're showing the universe, you're aligning your thoughts, your beliefs, and then your actions. And when you align that together, the universe says, oh, wow, she really does want that. She's going full board. So we got to get in alignment with that. And that pulls it all together.
Wow. That's so cool. What came to mind is I had had two failed marriages. And I didn't realize there was a common denominator in each one of the marriages, and it was me.
And I wasn't going to say anything, but
you would have put the mirror in my face.
Yeah.
Take a look. And what happened is that I did the work on myself. I realized I was needy. So who was I attracting? someone else who is needy.
Exactly.
And what I hear you saying is that we are going to attract what it is we're thinking about. And whether you call it the law of attraction or, you know, whatever you want to celebrate it with terminologies, I am attempting to assist not only myself, but our listeners to the fact that the same thing occurs in every area of our lives. And that if I'm continuing to struggle and I want something, and the challenge with wanting means that you don't have it. And so you're going to stay in want.
Right.
And that's where people get confused. But I've seen where it works in relationships, because now we're going to celebrate 27 years in September. So, and it's an everyday deal. You know, it's the mm-hmm. not only the honeymoons every day, but the transparency and the tough conversations and you know, because so we can grow together. We can keep each other aware where we're out of line and we're not showing up as a higher version of ourselves. But what I find myself still suffering with, Alicia, is manifesting the clientele element. And I know what you're saying, and I understand that they're out there, but I haven't created the right mirroring yet to attract them. And so I think I'm probably a little stuck with the fact that I'm affirming more of the without than I am with. And what would you share with me if you and I were, you know, if I was a client, we were having that conversation?
Yeah. So one of the things that I practice with them is, how does that energy feel in your body? So like, if my client says, oh, I really want more clients, I'm trying to build this business, then like, okay, you're hoping that more clients are going to come, and you sit in the energy of hope or want or anticipation, and that feels like something in your body. And then if you shift that thought process to, I have 12 awesome ideal clients that I love working with and meeting every day, and we connect on such a different level. When you shift it to I have, it feels different in your body. Can you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Versus like the I hope energy versus the I have energy. So really connecting with the I have and sitting with that, that makes a different possibility. Also, the idea of coaching every day and coaching people every day, so that coaching becomes a normal way of business and people see how you're interacting with them, and then they can respond to that and really figuring out the need. And this is the truth, but when I talk to people who want to be coaches, it's like, well, are you making offers to someone? Are you telling people how, oh, I can see how this is painful for you, and I have a process that can take you from where you are to where you want to be? Like actually making the offers, as opposed to thinking, oh, well, they'll ask me for it when they're ready. But they're not thinking about that. They're thinking that you're busy or doing things, or, you know, that not you personally, but I mean the client, like, but actually making offers to say, I see where this is painful for you, and I have a process that can help you, and this is how it works, so that they know that you're open and willing to be there with them.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I know after I got done with my presentation at the retreat to all these CEOs and their wives, and I have a business is going on as well. You know, it's not just the presentation business. That's probably 15% of it. One of the questions was, oh, you're not just a presenter? So I didn't create any offers. And it's a platform where when you come and present to this group, you're not supposed to be sharing any of your offerings. They're supposed to reach out to you. So I understand what you're saying, but by the same token, some of us feel like we have to wait for permission, or we have to wait till we're asked before we allow people the opportunity to do business with us, you know, to engage with us, whether it's waiting for somebody to ask about you in a conversation, because you've been doing all the listening. And God, if I listen long enough, maybe they'll just keep right on going, because nothing feels better and somebody's listening to them.
So what's really important in that is in the stories that you're telling them and in the examples you're telling them. When you say, I've heard that before, and when I'm coaching with clients, this is exactly how we deal with that kind of problem. So then they understand, oh, you work with people who have this problem, and really giving the example from, well, with the clients that I work with, they have this particular problem, and this is how I work with them to do that. So then they can see that. I always try to work with things in a story format, because people remember stories. They can remember how you feel, but they're not going to remember what you tell them outside of the story. So,
yeah, right. They start telling themselves a story.
Right. Like, exactly. Exactly. Right? Yeah.
You know, in some of the readings that I've done in looking up you and whatnot before we had this podcast, you do some work on the imposter syndrome. And for those of you listening, it's simply the fact that a lot of times, all you got to do is ask yourself how well you accept compliments. And most people go, oh, geez, I'm terrible at accepting compliments. I want to diffuse it as quickly as I can, because who, me? And we get credit sometimes and don't feel like we deserve it. When you talk about the imposter syndrome, what are you talking about?
Well, again, it's that negative voice in your head who's saying, no one's going to believe you. You're so full of BS. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And most people try to attack imposter syndrome by saying, oh, but I've got this degree and I've talked on a stage with this many people and I've done all these successful things. And your imposter syndrome is going, yeah. That's just malarkey. Sure, you've done that, but no one really believes you. And the reason why battling the imposter syndrome with logic is because the imposter syndrome is coming at you from an emotional basis. Mm. And the only way you can get around that is with an emotional basis. So you have to go at it from an emotional level and just saying, I understand that this makes you nervous and you feel outside of your comfort zone and it is scary, but you know what? We can do this together. It's something that has been done before, and I can do this, and I would really like your support in doing this. So what I want you to throw at that imposter syndrome when it's coming up is loving kindness, because it's just that scared child inside of you that's trying to protect you and keep you from getting hurt. And I think, and that's, you know, where that whole negative voice comes from. You know, part of it's the ancestral heritage of that voice in your head is trying to keep you safe from saber-toothed tigers. It could be coming from witnessing negative examples happening to other people. And it's your amygdala that's telling you, like, you don't want that to happen to you. You need to stay within this comfort zone. It's a comfort zone issue. But all learning and growth is happening outside of your comfort zone. So you want to get out of your comfort zone. So you need to really befriend, in my opinion, you need to really befriend that imposter syndrome and work together. Get on the same side of the table. Yes, it is scary. There is a lot going on. I am vulnerable out here. And this is what I want to do to move forward. And just bringing that imposter syndrome in under your wing.
Wow. I am really impressed with you. Okay, I got to tell you, you know what you're talking about. You know, there's so many people that call themselves a coach, and I don't mean this in a less than way, but they have no experience. They've just got training. And I think you really need the combination. People need to recognize that you've been through things yourself. We're not going to pay attention to what you have to offer, even if it will change our lives.
Yeah.
And how do you go about, now I wanted to shift just a little bit. As people get stuck, if you will, and some of our listeners may be at a point in their lives where they're striving, but as you know, growth can climb and then it can reach a point where climbing any further becomes difficult, because not only have we created belief systems that this is as far as I can go, but we also have challenges that we don't seem to be easily able to overcome. What advice would you give these people that feel a little stuck where they are in their lives right now?
And it's exactly what you said in the beginning. If you want things to be different, do things differently. I mean, it's amazing how many times people keep trying the same thing over and over again and wondering, why aren't the results different? Like, it's very Einsteinian, whatever.
Right.
And you know, the movie, did you see Inside Out 2? Number two?
No, I haven't.
Okay, all right. Like, it's maybe it's not your kind of movie, but it so goes into how all these limiting beliefs are planted in our brain and then how you can shift and change them. So really, it's an amazing movie for people like us and, well, for everybody to understand, like, what's going on in this gray matter in my head?
Okay.
Because, like, when you get
stuck... Is it kind of like What the Bleep Do We Know?
Was that a movie?
It was a documentary.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Okay, all right, all right.
But yeah, this is just an animated movie, you know. But it's really good about like a girl 13 going through puberty and what happens to her brain. Like she's a totally normal person, then puberty hits, and then like chaos happens, and all these limiting beliefs are being formed. And it's just all the challenges.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. I think you would really enjoy it.
So you'd used as an example the show Inside Out Part Two.
Yeah.
And I forgot what the question was I asked you.
But I was just using that as an example of how limiting beliefs get formed. And you can see it like as they're showing her childhood, how these beliefs come out and how your hormones really play a number on you. But you were asking about what to do when you get stuck on there. And I'm saying, well, you know, you do things differently. But what does doing things differently look like? So one of the big things that I do with my clients when they're feeling stuck and can't move forward is like, you got to change the energy. Like I was talking about pulling in your good energy. Well, energy gets stuck in your room and in your space and in your house. And even when I was growing up, when my mom and dad were having a terrible fight, my mother would rearrange all the furniture in the living room at night while we were in bed. And I would wake up in the morning. I was like, whoa, big things were happening here overnight because she wanted the energy to be different in the room. And we can do that ourselves. Like, when you're feeling stuck, you got to change your environment up. You've got to talk to different people than you usually talk to. You've got to change something going on externals to bring in new energy internally. So really shifting the, you know, I talked about my manifest by design. The S of the design stands for saboteurs. We have internal saboteurs and we have external saboteurs. And the external saboteurs are the environment, the friends and family that we have to deal with. These things can really hold us back. But learning to deal with them in a way that doesn't hold you back, that keeps you from being stuck, and changing up that energy is a really big thing. Moving things around. I mean, it sounds like kind of silly. Well, just change your furniture around. But it changes the energy flow in the room and brings in like a whole fresh perspective.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you talked about the mirror concept and you know, we have mirror neurons that, right, that allow us to be able to grow by watching others and that type of thing. But I don't think a lot of people understand that their beliefs, you know, because of the reticular, they're opening, only allowed to see that which is in alignment with what they believe. And so what you're saying is, if you want to see it differently, if you want to have different results, you've got to change what you're witnessing in your own mind so that it will appear as you're looking in your outside world. And if people don't believe that, they're already proving it to themselves day in and day out. I mean, you know, but the problem is they've gotten so comfortable with it and they're all old images. And that's what I love about what you're doing is you are literally helping, whether it's changing the furniture or whatever. I got to shake things up a little bit, or there's, you know, everything stays the same. Like you said, 95% of our day is unconscious anyway.
Right.
And we're reacting not to new ideas, we're reacting to old ones. So it takes a time out. And I really love what you're doing.
Thank you.
And so how do people go about connecting with you, getting a hold of you, having the opportunity like I am? You know, you've helped me already. And, you know, I'm in the business, but we get caught sometimes, right?
Right.
I heard that even the best neurosurgeon can't operate on themselves. So.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So how do we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of you?
So I have a website, which is aliciaburbridge.com, and you can sign up for my email list there. Or I'm on Instagram, also at Alicia_Burbridge.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm just completing, I did a 31-day mindset makeover challenge. That was really fun, but I do regular challenges to get people to think differently. So you can sign up for those from my website or from Instagram.
So I want to find out, and I wanted to ask you earlier, how on earth did you get involved in what you're doing to begin with?
Well, it started because growing up in my household was very stressful, and my parents had a difficult marriage, and I wanted to learn a better way for my kids. I didn't want to repeat the same cycles. So I went, when the kids were very young, I went to coaching school to learn about this stuff. And I've just been obsessively reading about it and practicing it since then. But I just wanted to do things differently for my kids. So I needed to figure out what I needed to do differently.
Well, what I really think is refreshing about yours is it's not dogma. It's not the way. It's very organic. And yet you've got fundamentals that need to be applied, like awareness, number one.
Yeah.
So that we can say, yes, okay, I see where I'm doing this now. Thank you. Now what do I do?
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of times people don't have answers. Coaches don't have answers when you're asked, well, what do I do now? Well, stop saying that to yourself.
Just stop that.
Just stop that. Yeah. That cute little video. Just stop it. Stop doing that. And yet you've provided some really solutions. I'm fascinated by this design methodology that you have. Is that available on the website? Or, you know, have you written a book yet? Have you taken those ideas?
I have a 30-day, I used to call it Manifest with Destiny, but then that has kind of negative connotations. So I changed it to Manifest by Design, but I do have a 30-day, because manifesting, it's like a habit. You're trying to do something differently every day.
Gotcha.
So I developed another, I tell you, I love these challenges. So I did a 30-day manifesting challenge where you could work on a different part of it each day and you would get an email each day.
Oh, nice.
About that. And I can send you the link for that if you want to put it in your show notes, because that's a fun program.
Yeah. Do that. Please.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap it up, what would you like to share with our listeners so that they can begin the process? What would be something that comes to mind that we can leave them with, if you will?
Well, it's what I said in the beginning about your energy management and really focusing on your energy and harnessing the power of that key moment in your life where you just felt like, got this. and pulling that energy into your body every day, because that's going to empower you in so many different ways. And whenever you feel, you know, like you've had a rough day, you know, reconnect with that energy, because that is something inside of you that you can carry and harness. And it's going to be really life-changing. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, man. Well, you've made a huge difference in all of us. And I really want to compliment you on and acknowledge the authenticity with which you operate from. I think that breaks barriers down, because, you know, how Simon Sinek kind of created this celebrity behind the concept of why, and then more specific on creating a safe environment where people feel comfortable to be able to share and open up. And you do that instantaneously. And that's something that doesn't come natural to a lot of people.
Thank you.
You have to break through the ice and just to get to the point where you want to listen to begin with. And you did that immediately for me. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for those of you that tuned in, we want to thank you so much, because we know how many options are out there and you chose us. And I know you found tremendous bits of wisdom and nuggets that you can apply immediately. And remember the energy element. You know, finishing up that retreat, there was someone in there that was the most negative and they kept making jabs and I really allowed it, and I'm really better than that in my own mind, to start focusing on it instead of taking the energy and turning it into something positive. And that's something we all have the opportunity to do. And Alicia, you've really given us some great insights to be able to start that immediately. And I look forward to that link on the 30-day.
Okay.
for everyone as well. So thank you. And I thank you for the our audience as well. And I want to share with everybody, just remember wherever you are right now, no matter the circumstances, you are exactly where you need to be. And it's all about choice. And that's the wonderful element and power of our brain, is that we have that. And to use it to move to that higher version of self, rather than, you know, as I was sharing with Alicia, you know, I got stuck on the fact that, well, geez, I'd like to have more clients, but, well, I haven't been manifesting that. And I thank you, Alicia, for making me aware of that. So to all of you, to Alicia, and to all of our audience, we thankful for your listening to us, being with us, and caring enough about who you are to seek outside information to be able to put that inside and truly make a difference in your lives and the lives of those around you. So thanks again and take care.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, we ask that you please subscribe and share with your friends and associates. Join us as Larry welcomes Stacey Hanke, a powerhouse in executive mentorship and a Hall of Fame professional speaker. As the best-selling author of Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday, Stacey equips professionals with the tools to harness influence in every interaction. Her research-driven strategies have not only sparked remarkable sales growth, but also enhanced productivity and cultivated a culture of fulfillment within Fortune 1000 companies. Get ready to be inspired and empowered to lead effectively.